Don't lose your finger, darling, I'll put you on a tour. Lean back and stay a while, now with his monitor.
At home or on the road with Monitor, best weekend companion a radio listener ever had. We won't hurt you. Thanksgiving and Christmas, the seasons usually associated with feasting. Well, they've become a symbol of protest for comedian Dick Gregory, who is currently undergoing a four-week fast, and he'll tell us why right after a song by Dean Martin. First, this shopping reminder. Remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5.
In the misty moonlight, by the flickering firelight, any place is all right, as long as I'm with you. In a faraway land, on a tropic sea sand, if your hand's in my hand, I won't be blue.
Negro comedian Dick Gregory has enjoyed success in nightclubs, on records, and on TV. His humor has always revolved around race relations, civil rights, politics. In recent months, his name has popped up more prominently in news of civil rights and anti-Vietnam War demonstrations. On Thanksgiving Day, he started a form of personal protest, which he hopes to continue until Christmas. Monitor reporter Ron Pabuda gets all the details.
Dick Gregory, this fast that you are on now, which began Thanksgiving and will run through Christmas, what prompted you to go on this fast? What are the reasons behind it?
Well, one, I'm definitely against the government's policy in Vietnam. I think it's a bad, immoral war. And the fact that in America we lose more people from overeating than undereating, the fact that more people die from overweight than underweight, leads one to believe that Americans' conscience might be in our stomach. So I decided to go on this fast and try to reach the conscience of the people. And that's why I've asked people not to celebrate Christmas. There's no peace on earth or goodwill to men. I've asked all the people that sympathize with the cause of peace and nonviolence not to buy a brand new 1968 automobile until the war is over.
How effective do you think that will be?
It'd be very effective just from the worldwide amount of telegrams I'm getting now and from America itself. And what people tell me, people go out of their way to come up soldiers and soldiers themselves, you know, people that just gotten back from Vietnam, wives and people who have lost people in the war have just come up. I see these people all the time. They know who I am. But until I address myself to the fast, that people feel now that they can come up and say something to me about the war, I think it would be very effective.
Has anybody questioned your fasting? Has anybody said, well, you probably say you're fasting, but I know you're taking some food on the side. Is this, how do you correct that? How do you answer that assertion?
No, I posted $1,000 reward for anybody that would challenge me, so I wouldn't even deal with it myself. Just let them go and get the research people and test it. But I think the fact that you can look at a man and tell when he's fasting by the amount of weight he's losing and the way his eyes look, I don't think anybody.
How much weight have you lost?
I haven't weighed in the last 3 days. Last time I weighed, I lost 20 pounds.
You're primarily associated with the civil rights movement. What brings you into the Vietnam question?
I've always been. I've been against wars before people knew how to spell Vietnam. I think the human rights movement is much more greater than the civil rights movement. If we had civil rights in the morning, we'd still have a problem of human rights. If we got human rights in the morning, the man's inhumanities against man ceased, there'd be no problem of civil rights.
How long do you think you can go without food, nourishment?
I don't know how long man can go without nourishment. I'm going to Christmas.
You think you'll make it?
I'm going to make it, or drop, too. I'm not going to eat between now and Christmas.
How are you able to support yourself now since you're spending most of your time traveling around the country speaking? Do you have a source of income? You're not working in clubs too much at this stage of the game, obviously.
No, I think when you stop and think about it, man don't take too much money to support himself. In a capitalistic system, you know, if you buy a new car every year, new clothes every year, the money I'll save from the fast will carry me for 6 months.
Dick Gregory, thank you very much for taking some time out to join us on Monitor today.
Pleasure.
The pleasant-sounding voice of a lady who never loses her charm, Margaret Whiting.
We were dancing, and he laughed just like he used to. He touched my hand and held me just like he used to.
Music coming up in the next 10 minutes of Monitor, including a new Christmas song by Danny Thomas. Stay with the sound here on the Monitor Beacon.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. There's still time to make your floors look beautiful for the holidays. Tomorrow, for one day only, Macy's reduces its already low prices on luxury remnants. Rugs that were $59.99, tomorrow as low as $33.33. A 9x12 room-sized carpet in your choice of solids or tweeds, nylon or acrylic pile, just $33.33. And you select from dozens of high-fashion colors. Also, you'll find oversized tubular braided rugs in sizes 10x14, 12x15, and 12x18 at just one low price, $55. Regularly $69.99 to $99.99. And there's more, much more. Come and see for yourself. Don't miss this extraordinary one-day sale, and you can charge your purchases on your Macy's charge account. But remember, it's one day only, so come in and take advantage of these unusual prices to dress up your floors in time for Christmas. Hurry in. Quantities, limited. Visit the Macy's nearest you tomorrow.
You're back with Monitor, 19 minutes after the hour, just in time to hear Spanky and our gang.
Button's pressed because one man has been outguessed. Who will I? with temple bells, for deep within some cloistered walls, where hooded figures pray and fall, for from old books and dusty shells, or in our stars or in our cell, who will answer?
Now, that doesn't seem to be my idea of a popular song. I dislike it intensely. I'm wondering what you think. It's by Ed Ames. Nothing against him. That's it.
Raise your right hand, repeat after me.
I promise to call my FTD florist today to order Christmas flowers.
Pointed out by the Bob Crewe generation. NBC Monitor News on the Hour is next. This is Henry Morgan.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep to the sports and views now. From everywhere. From
this is Edie Gourmet. I'd like to tell you about the new Broadway musical I'll be appearing in and about the important star I'll be co-starring with.
Hi, this is Steve Lawrence, the important star Edie will be co-starring with in Golden Rainbow, which will open January 3rd.
It's my very first Broadway show. It's about this guy, played by Steve, and this girl who can't stand him, played by me, and Las Vegas and showgirls.
Come and see for yourself. Tickets go on sale Monday, December 11th, at the Schubert Theater, 44th Street, west of Broadway. Golden Rainbow.
The best in hearing help needn't be expensive. Ageson and Company can prove it to you. Visit them for a demonstration of the Z-Net, the smallest hearing aid Z-Net has ever made. This small wonder could be all you need to bring back all the bright, happy sounds of the world again. Let Aitchison and Company show you the tiny Z-Net. Aitchison and Company, 655 Madison Avenue, corner of 60th Street. The phone is Templeton 82050. They can show you 19 different Zenith living sound hearing aid models. One should be best for you. Lee Leonard can be your leading man. Afternoons at 1 on The Conversation Station. WNBC New York. It's 3 o'clock.